Welcome to the Amazing Race podcast. My name is YouTube sensation Jack.
Okay.
I'm trying to get the flow of the show. It's all like YouTube, and they do all kinds of, like, I should have said social
networks.
Network.
You're a social networker.
Networker sensation.
I don't know. That's it. Anyway, I'm Cindy.
You're just nothing. You're just Cindy. You're just not. You're not.
I just sit here, look at you, like, really.
I was trying to come up with something different because, you know, Downton Abbey, we say Lord and
well, lady. There's a reason for that.
Well, this is like a different. This is like a different. It's all internet sensation. People that are, I should have said internet sensation.
There you go. Yeah, you missed, you and Jay missed your calling.
All right, let's go back to, and I'm internet sensation, Jack.
There you go. But anyway, this was perfect for
I
you.
Invented the internet.
Okay.
I'm just goofing around. I had a little problems getting the thing started today because the song wasn't in MP3 form. Or I don't know what happened to it. Just disappeared.
But you know, to be fair, you really didn't start using computers to what, 98, 99? So basically,
yeah.
About,
I didn't grow up with it. Yeah, I was like 90
like
then.
17, 18 years you've been doing it.
Yeah.
And I think you've come a long way, baby.
I've come a long way. I know how to type my name.
Exactly.
Which takes me a while.
I know how to copy and paste. Hello. Do you know how to do that?
Copy and paste is the bomb.
Do you know how to do copy and paste?
I do know how to copy and paste.
Yeah.
Right, kick, click.
I know how to, well, I don't know a lot of things, but, you know.
I can turn it on. And,
yes.
And turn the thing off.
I'm more of an iPad girl. I only use the computer.
Yeah, you like
at
your
work.
iPad. I like my laptop.
Yeah. I use my computer at work a lot.
You do. I don't. I'm not.
And at home, I just do iPad the whole time. That's why I think I have tendonitis in my right wrist now.
Yes. You don't have to hold it up.
Oh.
They can't see it. You're not a YouTube sensation. So holding up your right wrist is not
I'm
helping.
Many things. I'm a sensationalist. And many things.
Anyway, this is the Amazing Race podcast. Second season, we've done it. We enjoy doing it. We're fans of the race. But if you're fans of other podcasts, like The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys, Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, The Leftovers with Jay and Jack, Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, Game of Thrones with Nick, Jack, and Jay, Survivor with Colleen, Jay, and Jack, Ramblecast, Married Man, and Downton Abbey with Lady Cynthia here. You can help support those podcasts, and I think there's probably more out there. I'm drawing a blank on. Going to patreon.com/JayandJack and help us out if you want.
There you go.
But this one is an interesting start. We had, I'll say that right off the bat, this was not my favorite episode of all time.
Oh, I would agree with you. I actually lost interest in it like in the last first
because,
10 minutes.
And not because I think about halfway through I realized this is good. They didn't say they're giving anyone a express pass,
right.
And what's going on? And at the end, when they won, the person that came in first place, they didn't even get anything.
Right.
They usually get a trip or something like that for two. I said, oh, this is going to be a non-elimination thing around. I just had that feeling all
the
way through.
I've seen them do non-elimination rounds.
Well,
so do gifts.
What
is it all about, gifts?
Well, I think this was more about, and I think a couple people on our Facebook page said the same thing. This is about, you have internet sensations. And I think it was get their fans geared up and maybe get them out to tweet and text and Facebook. And
I didn't know any of them.
Spread
Did you
word.
Know any of them?
I recognize the guy with the frisbee because I've watched his stuff. And it doesn't mean that they're not famous.
No. And for our age group, we probably wouldn't know. I bet, like, in the...
And the flight attendant, I had seen
her
before.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I shouldn't know anybody. Okay, I've seen that one.
But I am going to go over each person, each thing.
Okay.
And we'll do that first and... First, we have Tyler and Corey. Tyler is, let's see, he's a YouTube sensation, has 21.5 million followers.
Wow.
21.5 million followers. So he's making heavy coin.
Doesn't mean that. That's a lot of, so what is he like, what is it that he's all sensational about?
He just does different videos, I guess, and again, he's right, passionate, hardworking, and goofy, pop diva, red wines, board games, that's his hobbies. Raising more than $1 million with my online audience for suicide prevention, so that's a good cause.
Oh, that's a great cause.
So he's got a lot of background there, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have heard of these people. And
oh, I'm sure.
Again,
because they're a little more savvier than us.
When all said and done, we'll know all of them. You got Bernie and Ashley. Bernie is, come on, computer. He is 14 million people on YouTube and 400,000 followers on Twitter. 1.5
wow.
million on Facebook. Wow. How am I not hearing about these people?
That's what I just want to say.
You know, if you guys are listening, I apologize. It's not that we don't want to follow you.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to go follow each and every one of these on Twitter after I'm
okay.
done. He's Current occupation, filmmaker, game. Oh, that's right. They got that the longest running internet game.
Oh, that was cool.
That was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
That was cool. And we got Aaron and Jocelyn Davis. Well, Aaron and Robinson and Jocelyn Davis. They are host of a web channel. I can't find. I remember them as a web channel. I apologize. I can't find it on here. Defy Media.
Oh.
So they're on there. Hmm. And we got Sherry and Cole Lambrant. Cole is the 27,000 followers. He does little videos on Vine and stuff like that. Silly, fun.
That was one with his mom, right? Where he threw an egg at her and stuff
Threw an egg at her. And then we got Zach and Rachel. I think Zach is the one that does the magic one. 19 million across Instagram, Vine, YouTube, and Facebook.
Wow.
Wow.
Very impressive.
That's a lot of people.
A lot.
That is a lot of people.
I would like half of those. I don't even think I have 100 followers on my Twitter account.
We got Dana and Matt. Let's see. They're dancers. Dance instructor choreographers.
Oh, so cool.
YouTube music and all that
stuff. Oh, they're going to do the dance parts. If there's any of the dance parts I usually do, you know?
They'd be like me. Then you have Jessica and Brittany. They're the supermodels. Are they supermodels? Let's see if it says
supermodels. Yeah, they're the ones that they do because they send that they people send them stuff and they want them to take Twitters and pictures
Instagram,
of them.
Instagram.
Yeah, all that stuff like that. Instagram.
Get paid for it. So
if you're thinking about it, really, if you're looking for things to buy like that, that makes more sense. And it's first of all, it's probably cheaper advertisement for your, to get it out to the consumers.
Yeah.
Everybody's on that stuff.
You know, I got people all the time sending me stuff to wear. And I said, I'm not selling out. I'm not selling out to the man.
What are you talking about? You'd be the first one to sell out.
Oh, I would in a second.
Okay.
No, someone sent me Raiders. If someone sent me Raiders stuff, I wouldn't wear it.
Really?
Nope.
For a lot of money?
Nope.
Okay. I got to say one thing.
Well, how much money?
Okay,
how much money are we talking about?
Like six figures. I really can't put a pinpoint number, but it's six figures. Really?
Can I put a statement on there? I don't like the Raiders.
No, you can't say that.
I had to put like a Raider thing on there. And well,
of course, they're paying you a lot of money. You got to be supportive.
Come on. If they gave me 10,000. Okay, if I went 10,000.
10,000, no. Obviously, no. I agree. But if it was 50,000, 100,000, really? I would.
Actually, if it's 10,000, I'd probably sell out.
I can't believe you would sell out for that. I want to call you a cheap B,
but I
was just cut out because you're not allowed to say that
word. I had to go back and get cut out because it's a PG podcast. You can't say that word on here. Cheap.
They say that word on radios. Not that word, but the other girl version.
But we don't say that.
Okay.
We don't say it. And they don't say it on The View anymore either. You got Marty and Cobb and Hagen, their mother and daughter team. She was the one the flight attendant on Southwest Airlines.
I think that was going to be interesting.
She once said, no more peanuts for you.
Yes.
No more peanuts.
Yes.
No, she had a different thing.
I know, but you know what? She was on Southwest, right?
Southwest.
They're great.
24,
they
000,
are great.
24,000 views on that thing.
Wow. 24,000 or 24, 24 million?
Million? I'm sorry, 24 million.
I was 24,000 not that big a deal. Sorry, bud.
I'm sorry. We had 20-something thousand for the Michael Emerson one. Well, someone else posted it.
It's
one of the finale party of Michael
Emerson.
Really?
I never knew that. Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you, big guy.
Well, I didn't post it. Then you have Scott and Blair. She's the one that does the
Hair stuff. The girls and I, when we're looking,
this is one I'd probably be interested in because I'm always trying to figure out what to do with my hair and I look at it and I go, it just looks flat.
It's a shame we don't have a TV on my face so that I could show the look.
It'd be a camera.
But, we always use the YouTube, we want to do a braid, or we want to do this, we always real quick YouTube stuff so we can figure out how to do it.
I use YouTube when I'm...
You did it for remodeling.
I'll go...
Isn't it amazing? How do we live without it?
I remember I looked up the toilet one time.
I
said, the directions they're giving are not working.
Right.
So I punched in the name of the toilet and the company, and, the toilet didn't have a name. His name was John. But anyway, so...
that was funny.
But you look up it helps you out step by step.
Yeah,
these guys
you said
here,
you loved it. It was more informative than reading the directions.
Yeah, after getting mad for a half hour, can't figure out how
to
put this. It was a toilet seat.
No.
I couldn't put the toilet.
No.
People looking at me like, how can you not put a toilet?
No.
It had a special, I don't know how it was.
I can't believe you were even mad for a second. You're the most easygoing person I've ever met.
I am.
Not.
You got Kurt and Brody. Brody is the guy that does everything with the frizz. Kurt.
That frisbee stuff. That was cool. The one they did where he was on the bridge and it went all the way to the sailboat. Yep. That was so – how did they figure that out? How many times do you think that was done before they finally got it right?
I think it's one time.
No.
It's one take. He's like me on anything, one take, Jack.
Okay. But you know what? They woke up and what did they say? Okay, I'm going to figure out. Those kind of minds just amaze me. Because I never think like that.
They probably played frisbee golf and frisbee football and stuff like that, which I used to do as a kid, but I never thought about taking it and throwing it off of.
All the things that you have, like, your mind's like that kind of mind, where you think of things that I don't even, how do you think that way? So I can't believe you never thought of doing something.
Well, we didn't have YouTube when I was a kid, so why do it?
No, but just try, no, but like, I can't, like, you bowl with stuff between your legs. You do, if you could do a somersault and throw the ball, you probably would have done it.
Yeah.
So that's why I can't believe that you didn't do things, like, you didn't figure out, like, did you do something with the ball when you did baseball or something like that, where you kept throwing it and did, I don't know. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I don't know where you're going with this. I
can see you being like that. If you were, like, born now and you're in your 20s right now, I could see you doing all kinds of
crap. I'd be a YouTube sensation.
Yeah, I think you would.
I dismiss my calling. And then we have Cameron and Darius. They are, I think they're Vine people, but... current occupation is social media. Isn't that pretty cool that your current occupation is social media? You make videos and people like to get them out. So they do like filming videos, making music, longboarding, which is skateboarding for you people not in the know.
Very cool.
And then unicycling. I never rode a unicycle.
Me either.
I was good with stilts. I don't know what that means. And
I won stilts
and pogo
once.
Sticks.
And pogo sticks. I did that once.
I could walk forever on stilts.
I got my brother a pogo stick. I put on layaway at Kmart.
Did you?
I got it for Christmas.
Really?
Yes, when I was like, I don't know. I was babysitting. I couldn't afford to buy it all. It was his favorite Christmas present.
But that's the group we have going on. And
I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be fun because I think they're so they're used to doing all kinds of stuff. But doing things on TV
they're not afraid to show up.
Go outside their comfort zone, basically. Right? Is that what you're going to say? And the other thing I was thinking was,
am I missing someone? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I think you said
11,
didn't you?
9, 10, 11. Okay, yeah.
Now you made me lose my train of thought.
About how it's going to be fun, how they're used to being outgoing and stuff like that.
Right.
My only concern is,
yes,
are they doing this to win the race? Are they doing it to get more exposure?
Well, no, because didn't you see in the beginning they were so excited they were talking to Phil, and then when the group, like when the girls, think of what she starts singing the song, like how you always sing the song.
Dun, dun, dun. I just hope that I hope we're not getting, because Survivor got off course when they started getting people that just wanted, they were getting the pretty people. Remember that they had like 3 or 4 seasons where they're just getting the pretty people and the people that just won their 50, where they were actually going out and finding people in bars. I think they still do that, but they were getting people that really didn't care.
They don't have people sending in anyone?
No, they do, but they were, for a while there, they were getting people, they were just, hey, you want to be on the show? You want to be on the show? You want to try out for the show? And
I
the
never
show
knew
suffered.
That.
It did. It was.
But I didn't think. Sorry, now I remember what I was going to say. But I didn't think Amazing Race needed to do the social thing too, because I would think they would. Their mindset would be to get it, these kind of contestants, because they would be make their show even bigger. I think their show's number one already, isn't it?
No, it's dropped in the ratings since it moved to Friday. In fact, they didn't really push it. I never saw it advertised.
I didn't
even know it was
but
on.
You know what? But wait a minute. I don't think we watch. Very little. I think we watch very little CBS shows.
Well, you watch The Good Wife.
I think that's the only CBS show I watch.
I watch Survivor. I watch football. Anyway, so that's my only fear is that I hope these people, because you had, well, the team that finished in first, they said that they're big fans of the race. So hopefully we're getting, because last year you had Justin and his wife that they just loved the. I like the people that are passionate about the race.
Oh, I hear your point.
Passionate about goodness. Again, I'm not trying to sell these people short.
No,
they could
no.
be all competitive. They could all want to win. But I hope they're just not there to get.
Well, you know what I noticed right away when we start watching it was how helpful they all were with each other.
Yeah, they're very friendly with each
very
other.
Very friendly with all of them. And that's surprising. Like, there was no, like, out to get you, anything except. It just, I was like, huh.
Which is fine. I don't mind
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. And I'm not saying that in the past people were out to get each other. I just didn't see them all
working together. We even last year, you had the people, the guys that didn't like they didn't like Justin and his wife at first and stuff like that. But it, hopefully, like I said, I don't mind them all getting along.
Right.
I just hope that we see people competing as, because to me, it's no fun when you get people on there that are just there to
it's
be
not,
seen.
There's no such thing as no fun.
There's people, it's not enjoyable for me.
Thank you.
That have watching people sit there and go, okay, I lost.
I don't think you're going to see that.
Okay. I want them
because
to be.
Because in the last place, people didn't they look really disappointed? They thought they were going to get the doctor and his daughter.
Right.
Was he a doctor or a lawyer? I know he did both, but what was he currently?
I thought he's a surgeon. You know, he looks a little bit like Marty Schottenheimer.
Yes.
Just a tad.
Yes.
Like Marty.
Yes.
That's probably why he finished in last. He thought it was the playoffs. I'm kidding, Marty. We love you.
Poor guy.
All right, so we have The Amazing Race starts with Phil giving them a video message, and they don't know. If they didn't know the race was going to start, but no. Their bags were right there,
Jack,
with them.
Why do you have to spoil it for everybody?
You have to speak louder if you need.
There's no way. That wasn't the case. They knew they were going to get
know
a phone
they
call.
Knew, they probably didn't know.
I'm done. Go ahead.
But we do find out it's 21 days, 18 cities, 10 countries, and 27,000 miles. Dun, dun, dun.
Very cool.
Dun, dun. They had no idea the race was about to start. So they get their videos. They get their stuff. They have to go to three locations.
They leave from three locations.
Three locations. I did say someone needs to tell Sherry and Cole they're not going off to war.
I thought that was weird. Like, they're only gone 21 days. Why are we all so emotional?
They were emotional. Maybe they're a close family. Maybe we watched his videos, we'd understand more of the thing. And I'm going to watch your videos, so I'll get more of an understanding that seeing why you're leaving. I would think you'd be excited. You knew you were leaving.
You're with your mom.
It's not
like you're not be with family at all.
Yeah, so maybe they're a very, very, very close family, which is fine. Maybe because our kids are still living here and we want to go away for 21 days.
Good point.
All the teams start three locations, Los Angeles.
Not all our kids, only two of our three.
That's true.
They're
going to.
Not everybody.
All the teams are going to three teams here. Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Los Angeles, Dallas, and Atlanta, and they're all on their way to Mexico City. They need to find Phil.
All the cabs were sitting out there waiting for them.
Yes. They need
so it was all prearranged.
It was, yeah. I mean, but it was cool. I think the point they were getting was a social media type thing, and so.
It was a different start.
Yeah, so they're changing things up. They need to find Phil at the Monument of the Revolution.
Yes.
Jessica and Brittany find Phil first. Two challenges. We got the mariachi madness. You need to find the person not playing the whole time.
You were singing
I am the Frito Bandito. It's a commercial, probably is pretty racist by today's standards.
Yes.
But
what year was that?
Oh, God, it was the late 60s.
Every time I hear that song, I think of that commercial.
I can't help it.
I know.
In fact, I posted the commercial on our Facebook page. And as a kid, I had Frito Bandito erasers. And I never used them. I wasn't like Jay, but I'd put them on my pencil, but I never used them to erase.
Okay.
And they'd come in the Frito bags.
Oh.
And you get in Frito bags, you'd get the little erasers, and they had different erasers. I looked them on. If you have the whole collection, it's like worth $250. But I don't know where mine are at. My mom probably threw them away.
Well, you're crazy. You always throw everything away. You don't save anything.
No, I said my mom probably threw them away. I save stuff. But anyway, so every time I heard that song,
I started
belting it out. So
yes.
I was being pretty obnoxious that day.
From what other day?
And the other one is Great Balls of Fire. You had to build a Torito.
Was that said in the thing?
Great Balls of Fire? Great Balls of Fire.
Oh, okay.
And this second challenge is Great Balls of Fire. I got to learn how to do Phil's voice. You need to build a Torito. Torito? If I'm pronouncing that wrong, I apologize.
Must be used to it by now with you.
It's just what I do.
Yes.
The team set out to do the challenge they pick. Most seem lost.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
They couldn't figure out where to go. They were getting frustrated. And then I think it was the model said, this is how it always starts. This is how someone loses. Something like that. Kurt and Brody are the first to try their luck with the mariachi madness. And I think that would have been the easier task.
Oh, I would agree.
But again, I was going to say about all this episode, too, is neither task and challenge didn't seem overly difficult. It's almost like, okay, we're getting you started. This is how, be prepared. Like, well, I'll get to the other one. But this one, you have the tedious challenge. But it wasn't overly, they all got it. It wasn't like it was too difficult, and the mariachi madness was just time consuming. You just had to find the person that wasn't.
Yeah, I hear you
playing. So,
I still think that was could be confusing. You got all that sound in there.
I think it could be confusing, but I don't think that was like it wasn't like the hardest challenges they've had on the show.
I don't think they always start out with such hard challenges.
This show was because you had the puzzle one last year. Remember?
I forgot that was the first one.
And the people couldn't get the puzzle right.
Right.
I think they were, again, this episode was basically getting us familiar with these people, getting their fans behind them, and trying to get, you know, social media. I'm going to go with that. But they picked, they think they have him, but they picked the wrong guy. His
trumpet was
working. Aaron and Jocelyn arrive second. Sherry and Cole find the guy playing a guitar. This is not the guy. She's reading the clue.
I know.
He's supposed to be fake. He's not the guy.
again, you know, we're sitting in our couch watching this. It always seems so much easier than being in the situation.
Okay, mariachi band. Band of one. That's okay. You're under pressure. It's stressful. Again, Sherry and Cole, I'm not picking on you, but we do tend to. I do tend to pick on people from time to time. It's
what
just
are you trying, you're acting. They're listening.
They
to
are
this.
Listening.
Okay.
They are listening. Okay. I apologize.
All right.
If you're not listening, then I'm not going to watch your videos. There, I said it. You How's did. That? How mean can I be? I'm just kidding. Teams arrived to build the fireworks or the Torito. Jessica and Brittany, Cameron and Darius are still lost. They just know. Don't know where they're going. You're thinking, oh my God, they're going to lose. Kurt and Brody find the guy not playing first. Aaron and Jocelyn find it second. Dana and Matt third. So it looks like that one's the easiest one to go with.
Oh, yeah. And I was surprised not everybody did that. I mean, that looks so easy.
It did look easier.
Yeah.
Anytime you don't have to build something, I think that's the way to go. I think we've said it before.
Absolutely.
Unless you're an
But did it seem like that's what they were going to do, though? I was wondering if that's what, like.
Well, I guess you don't know until you get there. But to me, if I don't have to build something, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I guess. No, I agree with you there. But I was wondering if they had the word build in it to realize if that's what they were saying or not.
And I wrote down here, building the fireworks was time consuming. And
extremely.
Dana and Matt first, Brody, Kurt second, Aaron and Jocelyn third. They get the location, and it's a 7. They have to camp out because it's a 7:30 start time. There's 4 7:30s.
Right.
We have to wait for the next one. Loud Cole and Sherry find the guy.
Yes.
He's a bit dramatic.
Yes.
He's young, though.
Yeah, he's young, so that's going to be a long show. I mean, long episodes if he's like this all the time. Yeah. So I was like, ugh.
Yeah, but
it seemed like he was playing, like it was.
He's still in character.
Yeah.
Not
exactly.
Character, but he's still being
I'm with you. I'm going to say character. I'm with you on the character thing.
But again, I have to wait and see his videos before I criticize. Again, I'm not picking on him. Don't get mad.
I won't.
Sherry thinks she messed up. She's getting a little emotional in the cab. She thinks she messed up.
Yeah. Because they don't know where they were because they hadn't seen anybody.
They hadn't seen anybody else.
So they really
everybody else is building the. I get that because you haven't seen anybody else. You're going, well, what's going on?
So you're thinking the worst.
Yeah. Tyler and Corey finished theirs first. The fireworks. Marty and Hogan finished second. Sherry and Cole get to the fourth place and get the 7:30 slot.
Yes.
So she's all fine.
Yeah, and then they're all like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Zach and Rachel? Yeah, Zach and Rach. 7:40. The rest of the teams arrive and they wait for the next day. Tyler and Corey, Marty and Hagen, 7:40 start, and Brittany, Jessica, not the rest, 7:50. So it's not too bad.
No, not at all.
Roadblock. Pick up the pieces is what it's called. 13 pieces on a mask. They go into a cave, and it's a hashtag, put in some work. Got to have that hashtag,
yes.
Put in some work. Now, do you ever see the hashtag? You ever see it? You ever see the trending on hashtag?
I'm not on Twitter very much, so I don't know.
I'm gonna have to look for it next. In fact, next time I'm just gonna put in the hashtag they have and see if anybody.
I know when I use other hashtags that are kind of like whatever's trending or something like that. It's there.
Well, I use it for like NFL games if I'm picking on someone or something like that. Most of the teams are claustrophobic.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
It didn't look like it was that crowded.
It wasn't that. It was just cramp. I couldn't
closure.
Do it.
Yeah. Most of the people were having trouble with it, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
After they find the pieces, they need to find the drums.
Yes.
The next four teams start. Kurt, Sherry start to put their pieces on first. So Sherry's got a big lead going
here.
And they're struggling to figure it out. It has to be one color or the other. They were helping each other, which is smart.
Cool. Well, I think that what they were doing, they were digging and only getting 13 pieces. They didn't realize that there's different kinds.
I think they were helping each other because Phil didn't say anything about a express pass.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Because
good point.
Because
if
I'm working with someone, it really doesn't matter if I finish first or second if there's no express pass.
Exactly.
I don't want to finish last.
I wonder if that's why everybody was working so well together.
Because there was nobody was stressing out about finishing first.
You're right.
So unless there's express pass in the next round, which I think there is going to be, and you start out first, it gives you a head start. Because they were so helpful with each other. It's like
very. I've been watching. We've been watching. I don't know how many seasons, but I thought that was the most how they all got along so well that I've ever seen.
Yeah. So they're struggling to figure everything out. It has to be one color. The last four start. Scott is having trouble finding the drums. He's all over the place. I felt
so bad for him
because we were laughing at him.
Yeah, we were just a little.
Just a little Scott. Nothing personal.
No, nothing personal.
Aaron can't find the drums. Scott drops his pieces.
I know.
Now,
and then when I looked away for something real quick, and then I came back. I'm like, what is he doing?
I said, yeah, he dropped his pieces, but yeah. You think if he dropped his pieces, they just would have all fallen in one spot. Was he holding the back upside
down? I don't know. I was just like, they were everywhere. Did he like take them out and sprinkle them or something?
Poor little fella. I did feel bad for
him. Yes.
But I was trying to figure out, I go, well, I don't know. So Tyler and Corey are second. Scott is still looking for his pieces.
I know.
Dana and Matt finished first. Tyler and Corey finished second. It's bang, bang. It's right back to each other. Zach and Rachel third. Cameron and Darius are fourth. They finished pretty fast. Brandon Kurt fifth. Ashley in sixth. Sharon and Aaron talk about taking the penalty.
Yeah, I know.
So then we found out that Dana finished first, but there's nothing there.
Right.
There and with Tyler, their cab rides were going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then you had the next three or four people finished. They're like, hey, but they're talking about taking a penalty. I go, penalty?
I was like, what?
And when she said, well, how long do you think it's 4 hours? I go, why would you take a penalty for 4 hours?
I know.
Why would you take a chance?
Right.
I'm like going, and I would said, you know, if I was Sherry, nothing against, if I was Aaron, nothing against Sherry, but I'm going to figure the younger person can run faster than the older person.
Right.
I just have to beat her.
Right.
Why are you saying I have to be?
Right.
But they didn't realize that Scott was still looking for his pieces. So when they went and they saw Scott was still working out, so I think they changed their mind.
Yes. Well, they said something about, let me go, I'm going to go stop and go look real quick.
Yeah,
and
let's
that's
go
what
look
they,
and see, oh, he's still working on
it. Yeah.
Jessica and Brittany finished seventh. Martin Hagen eighth. Aaron offers to help Sherry because she figured hers out, and Sherry said,
right.
No, go on without me. You need to finish the race.
Yeah.
I thought was, I go, yeah. Wow, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I thought so too.
And then Aaron and Jocelyn get the slow cab driver. He doesn't have to spend time with her.
There's like we always say, there's always those cab drivers that always come back to haunt you.
And if you want a good time, you want to get something on your bucket list, go to Tijuana and take a cab ride. I'm telling you right now, I've had the best cab ride I ever had is with the guy that was drinking Jack Daniels. We're going to the dog races. I've told this story of the Merry Man Show. Going to the dog races, and I'm sitting right next to him as he's chugging his Jack Daniels. And I go, no, I'm good. And he's going the wrong way. I go, hey, you're going the wrong way. I go, you're going, the cars are coming at us, going the wrong way. He goes, oh, so he goes boop, boop, over the island, do, 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 and goes the other way. I go, oh, my God, get me to the race. But that was fun. Let's see. And Sherry and Cole finished ninth. Aaron and Jocelyn, 10th. Scott and Blair finished last, but it's a non-elimination round. So I'm not a fan of the non-elimination rounds. I think this did give us a good setup to who these people are, because maybe like people like us who we don't know who they are. Now I'm going to go look who they
are.
I'm going to go check out their videos. I'm
going
to go on Twitter and find them and follow more closely so I have a better understanding for who they are. So I think that's why they did it. But I'm still would say that this day, I like that they gave us how many days the race is, 21 days.
I think they always said that at the beginning.
I've never heard that.
I know. I think they have.
I've never heard
I that. Know you haven't, but I think they have.
I've never heard
okay,
that.
But I think they have.
Never heard that.
Okay.
Never.
Okay.
Never. But 21 days, so they must take some breaks here or there. There's only 14 episodes, right?
Yeah.
They must have some time to recover. But 27, that's a lot of miles, 27,000 miles.
Yeah.
And 21 days.
Absolutely.
18 cities, 10 countries. But I wish they'd just get off this non-elimination stuff. I know that the Scott and Brittany are going to have a speed bump. But I'd rather, all right, you're going to continue racing. And they did that 1 year on the first leg. They continued racing. I wish, if you're listening, Guy, producers, just continue racing. Nobody.
Right. He's taking notes right now listening to you.
If you want me to stop the podcast right now, pause. Okay, go write down what I had said. So it would make the show, I don't think people like I know I don't like the non-elimination round, especially here where it's like I really didn't have a dog in the race.
True.
It's like, okay, if they went home, they went home.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know.
I guess it would be good if you are racing the first time that you don't – nobody wants to be the first one to go out, especially the first day.
Exactly.
Because if you made a mistake here, I mean, Scott unfortunately was dropping his piece. I don't know what he was – again, did he have a hole in his pocket? I don't know what the deal was. He just was losing his pieces. But anyway, that was the amazing race for the first episode. A decent episode, but, you know, not overly exciting.
No. That's all right.
The clips they showed for the
Yeah, that looked interesting.
It looked like some people are going to be afraid of heights and stuff
like
that.
I think it's going to be a good episode. You know, we'll see as it goes along. We'll enjoy it.
And again, all the people on there, I'm going to go see about their sites and stuff like that.
Okay.
And check them out so I can have a little bit more understanding who they
Sounds fabulous.
So I don't pick on anybody.
Why?
You know, I don't like to pick on people.
Oh, you're right. Like you don't like to do anything like that.
But that's our podcast for today. I'd like to thank a couple special patrons. Zach from Tokyo. Not Zach. Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Richter Gladfelter. Thank you for doing what you do. We appreciate it. And Tack, sorry I keep calling you my grandson.
You should feel good, though.
Well, I call him Zach. I call him Zach all the time. So anyway, that's what I call Zach. I call him Zach. I don't call him Zachary.
I know.
Unless I'm mad at him.
Zach and the Mac attack or something you say, too.
Zach Mac and the heart attacks.
Oh, that's right. Zach Mac
and the heart attack. Unless I'm upset with him, I go, Zachary?
Yeah, he knows you're not upset.
Well, did he stop throwing his food the other day?
Yes, he did.
He was throwing his bread. I said, Zach, don't throw it. And he looked at me like this. I go, don't throw it. And he put it down. I go, that's right. Don't mess with Grandpa.
Okay.
Because I'm tough. I'm mean. Ah. All right, guys. That's it. That's all we have for today.
That's true. Until next time.
Hasta luego. And good.
Bye.